Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting third, the left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth, the catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second, the left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting third, the right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Roger Ripos. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting eighth, the catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gil Blanco. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Gil Blanco. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to third. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a line drive into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Campaneris fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos strikes out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is called out on strikes. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gil Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Campaneris hits a line drive towards short. Elia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ripos. Ward reaches second base with a double. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and has Ward trapped. There's the throw to Green, who tags Ward for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cater for the out. Two outs. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripos hits a pop-up towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scourin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0 for 1 in the game. Elia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skowron moves to second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss bunts towards the mound. Blanco fields it and throws to first for the out. Skowron moves to third. Elia moves to second. One out. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of A.G. Green reaches second base with a double. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of A.G. Charles reaches second base with a double. Green scores. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Charles moves to third. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ward moves to third. Romano moves to second. Ken Sanders now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ward tags and scores. Romano tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of A.G. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Ripoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripoz is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripoz hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Elia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss bunts in front of the plate. Roof fields it and throws to first for the out. Elia moves to second. One out. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Elia moves to third. Howard moves to second. Joe Gritzenda now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing left field. Tommy McCraw now playing right field. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Green strikes out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Locker now pitching. Larry Stahl pinch hits for Phil Roof. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Charles moves to second. Two outs. Don Blasingame pinch hits for Joe Gritzenda. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Talton now catching. Wes Stock now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Horland pinch runs for John Romano. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berry bunts towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. Horland moves to second. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Skowron is walked intentionally. Floyd Robinson pinch runs for Bill Skowron. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Elia strikes out. two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Floyd Robinson now playing right field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Jerry McNairtney now catching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Buford. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on McNairtney. Campaneris moves to second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 3 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to third. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 3 in the game. Cater strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 4 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 0 for 3 in the game. Repose strikes out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Charles strikes out. McNairtney drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Charles out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.